Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sir Elton, ladies and gentlemen.
Levon wears his war wound like a crown.
1972.
It calls his child Jesus.
First song to hit America. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Still my favorite of all of his songs. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. Very excited about having our good friend Grace Marie Turner back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. One of my favorite folks on the planet. Find the president of the Galen Institute, GALEN.org. If you care about healthcare, if you're even the tiny least bit interested in where this is going and how to maybe even be part of how to make it better, you got to know about the Galen Institute and the hard work that Grace Marie and her team does. She's at the table and has been now for months trying to help get some kind of market-based solutions crafted by our government. And Grace Marie, I just, on behalf of my audience, I thank you for your leadership.
Well, it's so important for people to feel that the process really is advancing in a positive way. And you just see what's happening in these town hall meetings and the misrepresentation.
Yeah.
People think that as soon as any bill is passed that their Obamacare coverage goes away. Not true. They think that as soon as any bill is passed, that any pre-existing condition that they will ever have had is immediately going to mean that their premiums spike. Not true. If people have continuous coverage, then you're protected. And that's what we need in the insurance. You can't have people jumping in and out of the insurance market
right.
when they get sick and out when they're well and say, I'll just pay premiums only when I'm using expensive care.
Right.
You've got to have continuous coverage for the markets that work, but the coverage has to be affordable.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really the main goal that the Congress is working on now. How do we make sure insurance affordable and have people policies offered that people actually want to buy? And
well, that's the thing. I mean, we can have everything else. I mean, my goodness, when you go to the grocery store, if you want regular potato chips, you have to pay attention. Because you're not going to pick up 29 different flavors of potato chips. Why can't we have our health care policies like that?
Exactly right. And giving people the choice, and especially young people. I mean, they're hit in many ways. They're told that they have to buy these really expensive policies
yep.
that have many more benefits than they need, and they can't just buy a catastrophic policy.
Well, that's the old system. And the new system that they're working on now came out of the House, and the Senate's working on theirs. Is the Senate's going to be completely different from the House bill?
It really won't. In fact, the House really bent over backwards to try to craft a bill that could also get through the Senate so that they didn't have to make too many changes. And senators are taking this very seriously. They're looking at the House bill in detail. They're having their own caucus meetings. They certainly are going to want to put their own mark on it. But they have a goal of trying to get this through by the 4th of July, which is really ambitious because
mm-hmm.
there will be changes. This bill has to meet a number of additional tests in the Senate to clear the Senate parliamentarian.
Are the Republicans in the Senate going to get their stuff together and not fight each other and make this happen?
No, that's what politicians do.
Are they going to avoid making the enemy the perfect be the enemy of the good?
Every single one of them, and this members of the House too, they want to be able to defend the bill they write when they go back to their constituents, and they
yeah.
are going to look at the things that in the House bill that were red flags, and they're going to try to fix some of those.
So what's the timeline?
But they may come up with a different schedule. They're meeting now. This bill will be presented to them, I would think, probably within the next couple of weeks, and there will be debate on the Senate floor, and then they will bring it to the floor. It would ideally, they're going to be continuing to have conversations with the House as well, so that it could then go back to the House, because if there are changes, the House has to approve it again, and the president will sign it. So they're
so
having conversations.
Won't there be conferee? Won't there be a conferee step?
If the House accepts what the Senate has written,
it won't be, huh?
Then they don't have to have a conference.
And then so conceivably by the end of the summer we could have a new health care bill.
You could have a new health care bill by 4th of July.
Wow!
How about that for an Independence Day? But that's an ambitious schedule. But I think that's really what they're shooting for.
Right. So who's going to be the holdouts? Is Rand Paul and who else is going to be the holdouts? Are going to be the holdouts in the Senate?
Well, I think Mark. You don't know whether it's going to be the moderates. There were moderates that were holdouts on the House side, Susan Collins from Maine. But there also are conservatives like Ted Cruz and Mike Lee and Rand Paul.
Is Manchin likely to cross over from West Virginia?
Well, they're talking with him, and I think that there are some things that might get him.
You know, I predicted he'd become a Republican this year. He needs to get on the ball.
Yeah, he said he's not going to do that, but he's really... He says, I was elected as a Democrat, and I do think we need moderate, sensible Democrats.
Yeah, I agree.
But whether or not his, you know, Senator Schumer, the minority leader of the Senate from New York, is going to allow him to vote with the Republican caucus, I don't know.
Grace Marie, you've been to town. You're a sober, serious person who is as knowledgeable as anybody I know in the world on these issues. Give us your not Pollyanna. You're a wonderful person, but I've never known you to be Pollyanna. What do you think about this bill getting passed this year?
They will get a bill passed this year.
And signed.
Whether or not they have to scale it back in order to get it done, but they have to do something. They know that.
Yeah.
They'll get it done.
You think that gravity, they understand that gravity? It's got to be done? Yeah, okay,
yeah.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Come right back with Grace Marie Turner, Galen.org, ladies and gentlemen. You go there and find out what they've got going on.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.